This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by DrawYouPicture.com. Check it out.
Back in 1637, when I was a young child, I was growing up. Never mind.
J-Day's Podcast. Blah. Hey. How many times can you say hey a different way? It's Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode number 82, brought to you the week of October 14th. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell funny life stories and invite you and other people to do the same. I'm your host. My name is James, and I have a very special co-host, guest host today. His name is Joey Day from J-Day's Podcast. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Oh, well, thank you, James. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love the show.
Be funny now. No, we're glad to have you, man.
Thank you very much. I'm definitely honored to be here.
Tell everybody a little bit about your show before we get started.
Well, actually, we copied you. I got to admit that. I love your show. I love Nobody's Listening. I love the format. I love what you guys do. And so I was on the beach in Hawaii probably about almost a year ago now. I thought, you know, this would be kind of fun to try. So I started doing it, meet a couple of friends, and that's what we do. We love it. We're awesome. Also a clean podcast, too.
Yes, they are. I listen, and especially as of late, and they do. It is. I don't want him to give you the impression that it's just like ours, because you'd be like, well, why do I want to listen to a copy? He may have been influenced, but I'm telling you, it's a totally different show. Yeah. They do a lot of a lot more listener input. So if you're sick of me not reading your stories, you might want to go over there, because they love you a lot more than I do, apparently.
Yeah, but we take anything we can get. That's for sure.
I mean, they're playing, you know, voicemails and calls and stuff, and a lot of great guys. I can't keep track of how many people are on. Is it three or four people?
Yeah. You know, there's three of us, but all the stuff I've read about podcasting and stuff, it says you're always going to have trouble finding people. That's not the problem on my show. I got people begging to come on there. Wow. But I have to be careful, you know. You have to be careful who you let on. So.
Yes, because when it's weird when they get that microphone in front of them, they just their lips get loose, dude. They just quit thinking.
Yes, they do. That's fun. I bleep out a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, those are my own guys. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny. Okay, we always start with an opening story, so here it is. It's a long one, but it's a goodie. Hey, Nobody's Listening. I've been listening to your show for a few months now. I drive an hour to work, and listening to you guys makes my drive a lot more entertaining, so thank you very much. Well, you're welcome very much. I went to a private Christian high school in my freshman and sophomore years. It was private in the way that nobody else knew where it was, apparently. But it was a medium-sized high school. It had a lot of stuck-up and preppy kids. I hung out with a small group of guys, and we were the opposite of them, and we felt the need to prove it as much as possible. Here's one of those instances. Like most cool rebel kids, we gave the band kids a hard time, which really didn't make much sense since two of my friends were part of the band. But like most rebel causes, there were going to be some casualties. The band dorks would always leave their instruments in the cafeteria. So during lunch, my friends and I would get into their instruments and mess with them. And we did the usual stuff like switch the trumpet valves, shove food in the instruments, and duct tape the instrument case is closed. You know, regular stuff like that, Joey.
Yeah, regular
stuff that everybody's doing. The best prank we ever did had to do with a tuba mouthpiece and a broken ink pen. My friend Eric had broke a pen, and we didn't want it to go. We didn't want to throw it away. That would be a waste of ink. So we decided to put the ink in the mouth part of a tuba mouthpiece. The bell rang and let us know it was time to go to fifth period. By the end of the school day, I totally forgot about the tuba mouthpiece until I saw my friend, Terry. And Terry was one of my band dork geek friends, and he was lucky enough to witness the band prank in action. He said, "The band started like usual after lunch. Everybody grabbed a chair and their instruments. The tuba guy took his tuba and put his mouthpiece in the rest of the tuba without inspecting it. He starts warming up and playing along with the rest of the band. After a few songs, the band took a break." Man, they're lucky. I never got to take a break in band. "The tuba guy didn't realize he had blue ink all over the rim of his mouth in a big circle on his face. Every time he blew into his tuba, the ink would spread just a little more and more toward the rest of his face. He put his tuba down and started walking around the band room talking to people. oblivious, apparently. The band dorks he was talking to start laughing at him and pointing at him and making fun of the ink all over his face. He got all mad and ran to the restroom. While everyone was still laughing at this tuba dork, another band dork, not knowing what was going on, grabbed the tuba and started playing it. Serves him right.
Wow.
He didn't realize that there was ink all over the mouthpiece, that's where the first dork had got it from, and so now there's ink all over his face. The other band dork started busting out laughing when they saw this dork with all the ink in his face. Now, I'm not adding a single dork here. I want to let you know. This is all...
There's a lot of dorks.
Yeah, this guy apparently thought the band was very dorky. He must have got rejected in ninth grade from the band.
Yeah, probably.
It's a little bitter. Apparently, everything got out of control with laughter, and the band dork instructor couldn't control the class. That was on his nameplate. You know, I'm the band dork instructor. They had to cancel the rest of the class because the second tuba dork started freaking out when he realized he had ink all over his face, hands, and clothing. For some reason, he started touching everything and spreading ink all over the band room. I just imagine this guy with blue ink dripping from his face. True. Like blood, like, and just spreading it everywhere, spraying people. Once everything got cleaned up, they started having band patrols hanging out in the cafeteria during lunch to guard the instruments.
Yeah, those are expensive instruments, too.
He missed a perfect chance to put dork in there. Let me reread that. After they cleaned up, they started having dorky band patrol dorks hanging out in the dork cafeteria during dork lunch to guard the dork instruments. Hopefully you like this story, and if you do, I have many more private high school mischief stories. Thanks, Frank. You know, the way you worded that, Frank, makes it sound like those diaries that high school girls aren't supposed to read. You know, we have private high school mischief stories. Yeah, there were. It's terrible. So, Frank, tell us your private stories. Go ahead and send them in.
Frank, let us know.
Oh, man. Hey, usually this is where I mention who sponsored the show. And unfortunately, I did not look it up. Let me pull that up real quick. Here we go. We are sponsored today by Nicole. Thank you so much, Nicole. Curio. And let me add one more in there for fun. That's it. That's everybody. No. Sponsored by Ben Nunn as well. So Ben and Nicole and Creo, thank you. This episode is dedicated to you. Appreciate your sponsorship. If you would like to sponsor a show, you can go to nlcast.com, click on sponsor us. It's also brought to you in part by GoToMyPC.com. The traditional office is becoming more of a touchpad than a daily destination, and long gone is the reliance on a landline to work away from the office. More people are performing work from home or other locations thanks to technologies like GoToMyPC that let you take your office wherever you go. With GoToMyPC, you can have freedom from the office, enhanced work-life balance, and increased work flexibility. When choosing a remote access service, you need to make sure it's easy to set up, easy to use, and affordable, and that's why you need GoToMyPC. And you can try it free because you listen to this show for 30 days with a special offer. Visit GoToMyPC.com/podcast. Check it out. That's GoToMyPC.com/podcast and take your office with you wherever you go with GoToMyPC. That kind of stuff is getting more and more important. I spent all day today at my house working on the computer in my office. And GoToMyPC is an easy way for anybody to do something like that. It works through any firewall, and it's perfect. It's like you're sitting right there. So check it out, people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
GoToMyPC.com/podcast. Let's do this.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
It's time for the weekly update. Joe, do you want to go first? Can I call you Joe?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Probably. Yeah, shouldn't. That's fine. That's okay. Fine.
Joey, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay. Sure. Weekly update, sir.
I do have a weekly update. Actually, my CD player broke recently that I bought at Must Buy, because my wife calls it Must Buy, because every time I go in there, I have to buy something. So I'm standing in line waiting to turn in my CD player, and I noticed a guy behind the counter. I couldn't tell if it was a girl or a guy. It was kind of weird. So, it was kind of strange. So I finally got up to the counter. He plugged it in and got the thing, you know, kind of got it all fired up. Hit the eject button, and he goes, "Oh, here's your problem. Apparently, I'd forgot a CD in there." He goes, "You're playing crappy music." And so he thought that was hilarious.
Wow.
I didn't think it was that. Yeah, I don't even know what CD it was, but... But anyway, it was broken. He definitely, you know, must buy. They definitely stand behind their stuff. They gave me a brand new CD player. No questions asked.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
It was great. No. Yeah.
Except for the offensive comment, you know.
Exactly. Stereo. I don't even know what CD it was, actually. No.
Well, he didn't either. He stereotyped you. He figured if you're older than me, and if you can't tell what gender I am, you must listen to poop music. So.
Yeah, you know, and he was a young guy, too, and he had a Phil Collins shirt on, too. And I go, hey, you got a Phil Collins shirt on, guy.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, I'm making fun of it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's the same reason why.
That's my weekly.
That's why I wear Barbie doll T-shirts to church on Sunday. I'm just making fun of this. Go Satan on my shirt in Sunday morning. I'm making fun of it. See, this is getting down on the devil. Yeah. Okay. My weekly update is not as good as yours, but it's similar in nature. At least this lady didn't work at this place. I was walking into a Chinese buffet with my friend Steven, and it's a great one. It used to be owned by some people that owned another buffet that was in the same location, but they tore it down because there were mice in it. But now it's really nice, okay? Except this lady's walking out towards us, and I don't know her. I have never seen her before, but she holds her hands out like a high school crossing guard at an elementary school and says, I'm sorry, you guys are too late. You are late. You cannot go in. I'm like, what? And I figured she might know what she's talking about. Weird. Perhaps she's, you know, working there or whatever. She's like, the food is gone. They've eaten it all. You are late and you cannot go in. I'm looking around. I'm like, you know, when is she going to say my name? Because she knows me maybe from church or something. She never changed. She never let go. We just eventually had to continue strolling until she was I think she was still going as walking away, you know.
Wow.
You guys can't go in. It's closed. And I've been done like that before by people, you know, going to a restaurant. And they think it's funny. Some high schooler come in. Hey, they're closed. And they want to see you believe them and turn around. But this lady was in her mid to late 50s, and she wasn't laughing. She was just getting on to us, like berating us because we were late. It's almost, I felt like we were supposed to have met her there for lunch, and we had forgotten.
That's right.
And she was getting on to us. Very strange. People that listen to the show will know I just must attract these people. I don't know. I don't know what
that is. Amazing. She didn't work there or anything, huh?
No.
She was standing out front?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
At least I would have had some sort of retaliation. You know, look, your maitre d' there, or whatever she is, your buffet leader.
Yeah, that's true.
She's not being really good. You know, she's not a cheerleader. She's a buffet person. I don't even know what you'd call a person like that at a buffet. You know,
yeah, that's weird. That it's a weird one. Yeah.
But anyway, just bring me my plate and my drink and let me eat. That's all I want to do at a buffet. But
exactly.
The rest of the meal was pretty good. We want to mention the folks in the Ustream chat room. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We have 20 folks in there right now. And it's growing just a little every week, unless you count last week when we had like 36. But we're grateful, everybody. Let me see. Oh. Let me holler out some names real quick. I see Bear Bud in there. Blue Def Nody twice, actually. Yeah, Captain Cast. Captain's Cast is in there. Concert Pianist. False Blue Gulp. J-Days. Hey, that's you. Norwegian Girl. Yeah. Red Boars. Zandy. And a whole bunch of people. And the ever-loving Ustream bot, making sure nobody is being bad. So welcome. You guys can join us, too, live every Tuesday night at 9:30 Central on Ustream. Check us out. You will be glad that you did. It is time for this.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no! We haven't done an LBB in a while, and it's time. It's time. I didn't want to, you know, I found that I was creating LBBs, and that the show was kind of maybe taking a spin toward dogging people out a little bit too much, because I was having to create situations. You know, I was looking for evil in people. I've quit looking for evil in people, and I will wait until the evil finds me. This holiday season, I would like to call it Halloween, has brought out one such bad person. Not bad person, just dumb. I was walking through Walmart the other day. We go every Monday, as most folks that listen to Geek Loves Nerd know. And there's this dude, tall guy, with these two girls. They're both like holding his shoulders, like they're holding him up. And I noticed immediately this guy's got this big rag to his head and blood just dripping down his head and all over his shirt. And for a split second, I bought it. I'm like, this dude is hurt. He has gotten hurt. And then I realized the girls are snickering. He's playing it 100%. The girls are snickering. He's got fake blood on him. He's playing a Halloween prank, walking through Walmart, trying to get attention. And I got angry because I bought it for just a second. And I bought it in a big way. My, you know how your guts jerk into, I guess it's that instant shot of adrenaline. I can save you. I can be the one. And he didn't need saving. And it was all a big pain. So yeah, dude who thought it was funny to jack with people who care about other people and take advantage of that. You're the LBB of the week. Sorry, dude. Okay. You know what I'm talking about, Joey?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know what? It's weird. So you talk about the LLB of the week. I've actually been looking for them too. That's weird. Yeah.
It's hard. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. I actually thought about balancing it by bringing out, you know, the angel of the week, but except how stupid that
sounds.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah, there you go. Well, that's what I was thinking when I was standing in line at Best Buy. I was thinking, okay, this guy's going to be, you know, he's going to be my guy of the week. I know it. But he turned out really cool.
Well, good. Except for making fun of Phil Collins. There's no coming back from that.
In my Wham CD or whatever was in there.
You crossed the line. All right, let's do some of this.
News.
We're just breezing right through it. I'm eager to get to your story, so let's get through some of this stuff. First of all, we'll get one little news bit out of the way I don't want to say it like that, but we usually like to try to keep the show pretty light, but once in a while somebody emails in something that I just wanted to represent. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month this month, and a lot of folks are doing stuff to raise awareness for breast cancer and raise money for the foundations and stuff. I know our church actually participated in a local run. I can't remember the actual name of the run, but we did prayer for the cure and a support event and stuff like that for survivors. But a fellow named Ginger Ninja. That's his, I guess his gamer tag, Ginger Ninja, said, you know, he'd like to have us mention for folks who are people who pray or, you know, send out positive thoughts, would do that for his mom because she's fighting breast cancer. And so we said we'd mention that. And so we believe with you that God will do something awesome in your life. Okay. So anybody out there that's battling cancer of any kind, surviving and fighting that, and any supporters out there, our prayers and our well wishes are with you. And we believe that that kind of stuff can be healed. So God bless all of you. All right. Make sure, here's my second bit. Make sure you guys think about calling in your scary stories or your weird and Halloween-y type stories for a Halloween episode coming up pretty soon. You can call that stuff in, as you know, to 816-298-0823 or email it to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. But I got a great one the other day that was just sent in randomly, and I'm going to save it for the Halloween episode. So you guys do that. Call it in. I got on ELR last night. That's the other news bit, and that's just so self-serving of me to say that, but I was so excited. Oh, my gosh. It's been a dream of mine.
I heard it.
You did. You were there? You heard it?
Yeah, I listened to it. Yeah, I listened to half of it today, this morning, yeah.
Very cool. Well, he mentioned me at the front of the show and said, you know, NL Cast, James is in the chat room. And I'm like, oh, dude. Ah. And then a little later, he played my geek song, the Wife Knew, during the break, which was huge. And then at the end, you know, I'm just sitting there. And actually, I was waiting for a call from you to test out Skype. And all of a sudden, Extra Life is calling me. And I clicked.
No way.
I wasn't even ready. He didn't even warn me. It was terrible.
Oh.
Well, apparently he'd mentioned it to the chat room, but I had not been there because I was putting my daughter to bed. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. You know, he did mention at the beginning. He told you to hang on. He might catch you at the end.
And I wasn't even there at the time. That's the weird part. So, yeah. Hey, let's get one more thing out of the way.
Who, me? Who, me?
All right, little middle school drama. This one's good. This one's from Paul. This is the real deal, people. Well, since this will be my first story, I might need to tell you some info. I'm 12 in the 7th grade, and I get picked on a lot, even though I'm a big guy, but not fat. I got beat up again at church. That's pretty bad when you get beat up at church.
When you get beat up at church. Yeah.
That's good stuff. I got beat up again at church again, and by the same person again. It was my friend Tyler. Okay, that's even better. Beat up at church by your friends. You know, oh, poor guy. Poor guy. He had these poles made of wood that he would smack me with. It hurt so bad.
Nunchucks.
I guess. Does he not know the name? Or could he not spell it? Let's see. How do you spell nunchucks?
Who brings nunchucks to church?
I can't even get close enough for spell check to take over. I'm just going to call them sticks of wood. I can spell that. It's like Porky Pig trying to pronounce a word and then changing it. Yeah. Even though I'm a big guy, I know he can beat me up because he's 13 and he already has a mustache. So a little miniature Tom Selleck is beating the smack out of you with nunchucks at church.
That's right.
Just end it, dude. I do not propone that. I do not propose that. Then he took some dodgeballs and he started pelting me with them. Some random person joined in. They started beating me with that dang stick of justice. I don't know why he called it a stick of justice, unless you deserve it for making fun of Tom Selleck's mini mustache. Hope you can get past the pain and squeeze some funny out of this. I think we did. Thanks. I almost put tanks. LOL. Stalkers, Paul. All right, Paul. Thank you for that awesome and entertaining bit of...
that was a good one.
You know, that's the only kind of stories you have in middle school. That's the only kind I have. True geeks all got picked on. When you were in middle school.
Yep.
It's just the truth. Yep. I was small. I was a small person. I don't know about you. How tall are you? Were you tall as a kid?
Yeah, I was pretty tall, actually. Yeah, tall and skinny. Yeah. Okay. Now I seem short and fat, but yeah, I was tall and skinny back then. Yeah, I had my share. We all get it, I guess.
Yeah, there's always somebody taller. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get busy on the featured story featuring Joey Day from JD's Podcast. Thank you for listening, or not listening, as the case may be.
Do you like crazy life stories and lessons learned from others? Like crazy news stories and hearing about all the crazy stuff that happens around the world? Do you think you know movies? Then don't even think about listening to this show. Hey, join us each week on the J-Days Podcast for all the crazy news from around the world. Your life stories emailed and called in. And our movie Puzzler, which is sure to get you thinking about years past. You might just win something cool for listening, too. Check us out at www.jdays.com or in iTunes. J-Days Podcast. J-Days Podcast. You've got to hear this.
Featured story.
All right, I'm very happy to introduce you guys one more time, Mr. Joey Day. Take it away, Mr. Day.
All right, well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Once again, thank you for having me on. I do have a story that actually happened to me when I was in high school. Like I think I told you before, I worked in a fast food restaurant, like probably all of us have. And one day it was like a 50s day at the restaurant. So we all wore like, you know, t-shirts like rolled up and jeans and stuff like that. We were supposed to slick our hair back and do all that kind of stuff.
Ew.
So it was about 11 o'clock and, you know, everybody had their hair all slicked back and we were all working hard and stuff. And then they sent half of us to lunch. Well, there's kind of a different kind of guy that worked there. And our break room was kind of outside in the back. It had like an awning over it, but it was still outside. So we're all sitting there and I notice he's sweating like a lot. And I'm like, you know, just, you know, eating my food thinking, man, this guy's really sweating. Then I looked at my friend and they're looking at him and I'm like, finally, I had to ask him, I go, dude, you're sweating like crazy. What's the problem? And he goes, no, I'm not sweating. It's my hair gel.
Ew.
Like, his hair gel was dripping into his ear and into his eye. But yeah, get this. This is the best part. Or my friend's like, hair gel doesn't do that, dude. And he goes, no, this is the grease from the bacon fryer. I'm like, what? He stuck his hand in the grease before we had opened. It was still kind of like, you know, gooey. He combed that into his hair. Yeah. So then after that, we all smelled bacon because the sun was melting his hair. And that is crazy. He actually got fired after that because somebody told the manager he stuck his hand in the fryer. So
Good Lord.
The next day he was gone.
That's crazy. Time the ding, you know, my hair's done, I guess. I don't know.
That's right. Oh, yeah, I couldn't believe it. It looked like he was just sweating like he had, you know, TB or something. He's just sitting there sweating like crazy. It was getting into his eyes and his ears. Oh, yeah, I couldn't believe it. We were blown away. Like, you actually stuck your hand in there, put bacon grease in your hair.
So
he goes, yeah, I didn't have any gel.
That is so scary. So scary.
That was crazy. Yeah, he got fired after that. I think about all the people that had fries and bacon that day. He stuck his hand in the fryer.
Well, the fryer, I mean, you know, it's going to cook off any of the gunk. I think I'm okay with it. It just bugs me that that's the kind of folks that we pay. You know, we should pay fast food workers very well. So it will attract a higher quality. I mean, we had a story of a while back of a lady that worked with a guy who would lick the pickles. Just every time he put the sandwiches together, he'd lick a pickle.
I remember that.
Yeah, and it's like, that's, why are you doing that?
Because I like pickles. I like them.
That's disgusting.
How many times have we eaten that stuff? I know for a fact, my sister had a guy that she dated and then she broke up with him. And he came in to her store. She worked at a sub shop in Georgia. And her friends took turns spitting all up in his soda. And then watched him drink it. So that stuff happens.
That's, you don't want to go to a restaurant where your friends work either. You want to be anonymous or not. I can't say that word.
Just don't make friends with fast food workers. That's the way.
Exactly.
And don't complain to them either. Boy, if you didn't get what you wanted, you better just eat it, because at least it's clean.
Do not send it back either.
Because it might not have been on there when it went back, but it will be when it comes out.
Yeah.
Whatever you thought it was.
Exactly. Yeah, that was kind of, that was my crazy story for high school. I got a ton of them. I got to write all these down, actually.
We got time for another one if you have one.
I think, let's see.
By the way, while he's thinking, I'll tell you, this is Joey, the same guy that we read. His story is the featured story. The first time we'd ever done that, this is the one where he was working a fast food spot, the manager. You know what? Do me a favor. Tell that story in your own words. That's what I want you to do.
It sounds good. Yeah, same restaurant, actually. Same place. We were all about 17 years old. There were some young kids in there, like 16 years old or so. And we had a manager. He was probably like 35 or 40. That would seem really old to us. And none of us had girlfriends, you know. And so he was married, had a couple of kids. But he started bragging to us about all the girlfriends that he had. Mm-mm. So we just assumed he was talking about in high school, right? And no, this is like recent. He's married and he has girlfriends.
Boo.
And so we kind of didn't believe him, you know, being 17. And he wasn't that really like a good looking of a guy. So no way. It's impossible. So one day after work, it was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning. We got off. He was still inside the restaurant doing whatever managers do in there. So my friends and I, we were out messing around the parking lot. We found a cookie wrapper on the ground. So I told my friend, because he always bragged about this one girl. I mean, I can't remember her name. I'll just call her Cheryl. So he always bragged about her. So I told my friend, check this out. I wrote on this cookie bag, meet me at Hotel 6, room 22, when you get off work. And we stuck it on his windshield wiper. And so we ran across the street just to watch, see what would happen. Actually, we drove across the street because I had my car then. And so he gets in his car, and then he gets back out because he noticed, you know, we put it on his windshield. He grabs it, and he just gets back in his car. So we're all busting up laughing, thinking, oh, this is going to be good. So we follow him, and he just goes home. And so we're like, oh, what? He must have figured it out that it was just us, you know. He must have saw us or something. So we followed him home. He went into the house, no big deal. So I told my friend, it's like 2:15 in the morning now. So I told my friend, hey, you know, I'm just going to take you home. He goes, okay. So I took him home, and then on the way home, just for fun, I figured I'm going to drive by there just for fun and see what just to,
can't,
you know,
let
you
the dream
know.
Die.
Yeah. I'm only 17. You know, I can stay up for like 9 days straight, you know, when you're 17. So, so I cruise by this hotel. I go really slow and I see his car. I can't believe I see his car there. Mm. So then I look down like the hallway, because I'm still in the street. I look down the hallway. I'm still in my car, by the way, and he is kicking the door. Apparently room 22 or whatever we wrote on that car, on that piece of paper.
Candy
He's just wailing on this door. Yeah, so I just, you know, I told myself, I'm getting out of here. I do not want him to see my car. If he sees my car, I'm totally busted. So I tear out of there. So I go home, just kind of, you know, just laughing to myself, thinking, oh, he's going to get killed probably. You know, there could be some tired truck driver or some family going to Disney World or something.
Yeah, there's
in that
a
hotel
movie
room.
Like that. Yeah, so...
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. So then we go to work the next day. We go to school. We get out of school. We go to work. And I tell my friend, you know, what happened that, you know, after I left him, you know, I drove by the hotel and he was wailing on the door. And he was working that day, too. So we go in the back, totally like scared, thinking we're going to get, you know, busted. And he's just working along, and then I noticed after about 10 minutes, they're like, he's not going to say anything. We're totally in the clear here. Yeah, there's no problem at all. And so me and my friend just kind of laughed it off. And then I started noticing he has the same clothes on as he did yesterday. And I'm like, oh, and his hair was all messed up. And so finally I asked him like a half hour into our show, like, hey, you know, what's wrong? You're wearing the same clothes. What's happened? And he goes, oh, you're not going to believe this. Oh, so he pulls me aside. He starts telling me this story that this Cheryl girl finally showed up in our little town and invited him over to the hotel. So he goes over there. And thank goodness there was nobody in that room because I was thinking he was going to tell me that he got beat up or, you know, got killed or something, you know, by the guys in the room. Yeah. And so then he told me that he went home, you know, after we found the note on his car, and he showed it to his wife, who proceeded to kick him out of the house because she had knew about this girl. Yeah. So she kicked him out and he drove over to the hotel to basically, you know, tell her off. And so I got kind of all wrapped up into this little mess. And so but he never suspected us at all. So I felt terrible, though. So about 3 days later, about 2 or 3 days later, I told my friend, you know, I feel terrible. He's living in this restaurant and we got to tell him. And so my friend said, yeah, we better tell him. And so, you know, I'll be with you. So it's about 4 days later. He's still living in. He never got a hotel or anything. Apparently, he took showers at some other place and lived in that restaurant. So four days later, we finally told him, yeah, that it was us that put that chip wrapper on his windshield wiper, and so we were ready to be fired. We actually waited till after work so we'd get our pay, you know, for that whole day, because we assumed we were going to get fired for sure.
Got it all planned.
But he didn't fire us. Yeah, we had it all planned out. And so, yeah, he didn't fire us, which I was really surprised he didn't, actually, because he totally could have. And so he said, you know, yeah, I understand. That's fine. I'm glad you guys finally came up with the truth. So we were getting up. We pushed our chairs back like we were leaving. And he's like, oh, wait a minute. You guys got to do something for me. I accept your apology, but you guys have to come to my house and tell my wife what you did. And we're like, what? Oh, man, we are so wrapped up. And she was so angry and upset when we went over there. We went over there that night. She was really upset. There's two kids playing on the floor, and me and my friend are like, oh my gosh, what did we get ourselves into?
We've ruined their lives.
We and ours too now, because you're going to tell our parents, we're going to be so in trouble. Yeah, and so then we told her, and you know, the whole story, just like I told you, and then told her how bad we felt and everything, and then she said that she didn't believe us. She said, no, this is, I don't trust him, and I don't trust you guys, because he probably put you up to this. And I told him he did not put us up to it. And so she stood up, like, basically for us to get out. And I told her, look, all I can tell you is we're two guys. We don't have any pen or paper in our car at all. I found the pencil in my car. I found the cookie wrapper on the parking lot ground. It was run over like a million times. I just wrote the note on there. And so what girl would not have a pen and paper in her purse?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. And so, yeah, she finally just kind of laughed and kind of let us off the hook. But yeah, they ended up moving after that. I think they moved to New Mexico after that. Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah, that is the last time I've ever played a practical joke on anybody, exactly. I learned my lesson.
People in the chat room are freaking out. They're like, we've heard this before. And I said that at the beginning. This guy, we read his story, but I wanted to hear his version of it. And it sounds like we did a good job telling it for you. But a story like that never gets old. It never gets old. That's,
I tell at least once a year to somebody. It's amazing. Yeah.
You got in so deep. But that's that guy's karma. That's that guy's, you know, seeds he planted growing up and stabbing him in the hindquarters.
And I often wonder, you know, if that was a little lesson for my friend and I, you know, as we were growing up being 17. Never cheat on your wife, because this is the kind of stuff that happens. We saw the anger and the, you know, the terror in her eyes, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Well, and even more than this guy apparently had been, you know, busted and taken back, but he wasn't truly sorry, because he's bragging. He's bragging to 17-year-old guys, using her by name, giving you guys enough information to hang him, and that was what was fun.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we thought he was talking about girlfriends from high school, like when he was in high school, and then this was like 2 months ago. I'm like, wow. What? Aren't your kids like three?
Great on many levels, because he most of the time you hear guys talking like that, they are lying, they're making up stuff, but this guy got caught in the truth, and that's even better.
Exactly. Yeah, because we were totally confused. Number one, he got caught. Number two, I mean, he wasn't lying. And we were just, you know, we just thought it was just a big joke. We thought, you know, he saw us do it and we would laugh about it the next day. But yeah, we definitely got wrapped up into
that.
He's
sitting out there right now and he's like 67 and he's he knows who you are now and he listens to the show. So,
exactly.
Joey. Sorry.
I know I still live in the... I still live in the same town. He can come back.
You'll end up, there'll be some cookie wrapper on your car when you get out of work.
That's right.
You'll say, Joey, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Meet me at Motel 6, room 23.
Candy cane.
So that is my crazy story. And I have not played a practical joke on anybody since then.
Good. Because you guys are really good at it. And you should never use that power for evil. Always for good.
That's what I thought too. At 17, I had that craft, you know, so honed that, yeah, I'm glad I didn't use it anymore.
Thanks for that story. Let's do a little of this.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
All right. It's time for ENV mail, and it's also time for any live calls that want to come in. So I'm going to turn off the do not disturb on my phone. You guys can call in at 816-298-0823, or you can Skype in at this time. I'm just going to read an email while we're waiting, and if you call in, just hang tight. If I don't get right to you, I'll call you right back. This is a long one, but this is good. James, hey, from Akinwa? I don't know. I'm slowly catching up on the latest podcast, and I've signed up on the forum. Still haven't added you on MySpace, though. I just listened to When the Animals Attack theme show, and I had to laugh at your fear of roosters. You're not alone, James, and here's why. This is a great story. When I was a kid in a redneck town in Florida, we had a Doberman named Whiskey that would kill you if you ran. We had a small dog with one eye. I'm going to take this call, and then we'll finish the story. Here we go.
Okay.
Press 1 to accept. 2 to voice.
Hi, you're on Nobody's Listening. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're on Nobody's Listening.
Hi.
Hey, who is this?
This is Gulp from the forums.
Hey, bud, how are you doing?
Good.
You got a story or anything for me?
Yeah, on the Rodent Show, episode 80, you read my story about me freezing the mouse.
Yeah.
And my mom listened to that, and she wanted to defend herself because you kind of made fun of her for freezing it.
Freezing a mouse with a tumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had a tumor on its brain.
Right.
So she felt like she wanted to kill it, kind of.
Right.
And she thought the most humane way to kill it was to
slowly freeze it to death and suffocate it in a plastic bag.
Yep. And I was little.
Defend away.
Evidently, the good way to raise me is to show me how to kill things.
Okay, so your mom's the hole your mom's in is getting deeper, not shallower here. So not only is she killing things, she's training her young offspring to do it too. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay, you may want to try to find a place to stay tonight. I don't think you're going to be welcome in your own home.
No, my dad's normal. It's okay.
Because now they make giant Ziploc bags. Have you seen these things? They're supposed to put blankets in them, but you will fit in one, and she's going to slowly freeze you to death tonight.
Okay.
And then she'll call into the show, and she'll defend herself. How is that going to make you feel? Not very good, because you'll be dead. Oh, well. Laugh it off. Laugh it up, Gulp. It's not my doom.
I die.
You have any last words, my friend?
Sorry, what?
Do you have any last words for all your friends?
Nope.
Okay. Thanks for calling, bud. Tell your mom that we forgive her. And when she stands before the Heavenly Father and there's this tiny little frozen tumored rat in a plastic bag, she's going to have a hard time explaining that one. So take it easy, bud.
Okay.
Peace out.
Okay,
I just lost a listener, but you know what? It was worth it. Okay, here we go. let's see. She, okay. I had a whiskey. I had a Doberman named Whiskey that would kill you if you ran, a small dog named Buffy with one eye, and a horse that thought it was a dog and would chase cars, and a rooster named Red. Red was evil. Red was also jealous of Buffy. Now, who was Buffy? Buffy was the dog with one eye. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was sitting on the porch watching the horse chase a pickup with Buffy in my lap, scanning the yard. See, this sounds outrageous, but this is Florida in the nutshell. This is the Florida I grew up in. I was scanning the yard for Red because I was always afraid he would sneak up and peck me. Red was the rooster. The porch had half a roof that didn't extend to the top step where I was sitting. With Buffy, and he was sitting with Buffy, and I heard a strange noise above my head. I look up, and Red is staring down at me with the roof, from the roof, with what I can only describe as hatred in his beady little yellow eyes. I was torn between running as fast as possible and staying very, very still. I was 7, so I chose wrong. I thought maybe if I didn't move, he would just retreat because I'm bigger. But no, Red spread his wings, and with a noise from the depths of Hades, he jumped on my head, and then I moved. I ran toward where my mom was and was maybe 2 feet from the steps when Red spurred me in the back of my head and continued chasing me across the yard. Now, those of you that don't know, roosters have spurs on their legs, mm-hmm. and they use them as weapons, like raptors do their giant mm-hmm. claws. I saw a huge black blur coming in from my right, and I turned immediately left to try to outrun Whiskey, who was now chasing me along with the rooster. Keep in mind, I'm still carrying a one-eyed dog and bleeding from my head. Of course, the dog Whiskey catches up. From this point, my mom had to tell me the rest of the story because I became unconscious. The dog wow. apparently had taken my legs out from under me, causing me to do what I assume was a very graceful backflip and then landing on my back, still clutching Buffy, as Whiskey jumped around very pleased with himself, and I'm sure as Buffy tried to scare Red away, but ended up chasing him in a circle due to the whole one-eyed problem. That's like a one-armed man falling out of a boat right there. You know, he can't make it to shore. Right. He just circles the boat. I woke up in the hospital with 7 stitches and a bucket of KFC. Well, there's my first story contribution to NLCast. Hopefully you can condense it into 3 sentences. No, not necessary. I would have called it in, but it's 1:30 a.m. and I'm too lazy to download Skype right now. for the Alliance Dow. So thank you, bud. That was great.
Yeah,
and it sounds made up, but that kind of stuff happens in the redneck flatlands of Florida.
Love the horse chasing cars. That's amazing.
Well, apparently because the horse is free. You know, where else?
Yeah.
You know, the horse is just around. He sleeps under the porch. The porch is 4 foot off the ground, so the horse can snake under there. Let me play a voicemail real quick. Here we go. This is Paul. It's a little disturbing, I'll be honest. So don't call the show high.
Hey, guys, this is Paul. I couldn't tell when I was supposed to leave a message. But y'all should have like a segment, or not a segment, but one of y'all's shows should be all about dreams, people's dreams and stories about their dreams. I had one just last night. It was kind of crazy. And it consisted of, I was inside a fish aquarium, and for some reason it was upside down in my room on the ceiling, and I was just swimming around inside of it. I was inside of this fishing aquarium, and all these fish were swimming around, and for some reason they were like all going towards the bottom of the aquarium and pushing it down.
Yeah.
And so I'm just sitting there swimming, and I'm like, no! And then, whoosh, and all the water goes everywhere. I was going crazy, man. I'll check
out
later. Bye.
I gotta go get some food. I'll check you later. I'm really hungry for some reason.
I think he called the wrong show. He wanted Nobody Sober.
I'm podcast. Telling you. Yeah, that's why you don't smoke pot and watch Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming. Crazy. I love it when he's like, they all push the bottom. I'm like, no. And then it's like, push. Oh, that's a trip. There you go. People in the chat room, if you want to call in, now's the time to do it. I'm going to read another email. Hello, James and David. I'm optimistic. Well, too bad. One thing I've learned in life is that you always need to think about what you're going to say before it comes out of your mouth, but you haven't learned the second part, that never happens. Here is one instance where that particular nugget of advice eluded me. Well, yeah, that's life. My wife has been bowling on a league for several years now, and before we had kids, I would go watch her. Most of the women on our team were related to me, but there was one that wasn't. Mary wasn't an extremely large person, but she was very tall for a woman and had a larger build. And although she wasn't fat, Mary was trying to lose some weight. On bowling night, she would discuss her strategies and things with the other women on the team. I happened to be somewhat participating in some of the discussions that night, and Mary started talking about what her doctor had told her in the last week's appointment. I wasn't paying much attention, but there was one phrase that made me take notice. The phrase that came out of her mouth was, "My doctor said that there was a thinner person inside me." Any person who values his life would just ignore the phrase and continue about their business, but apparently I had never took that into consideration. Without thinking, I said, "What, did you eat him?" Everyone in the team laughed except for her. Let me take this call right now. Hi, you're on Nobody's Listening. Who's this?
Hey, this is Vance, and this time my son has a story for you.
Awesome.
Okay, here's Jacob.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, bud.
My name is Jacob. I have a funny story. Well, I was seven, and I was eating at the table. I was eating a chicken salad sandwich. The table was brown, and a spider came around, and it was also brown. I didn't notice it, and I looked at the corner, and there's a big spider up close. But it scared me so much that I threw my chicken salad sandwich at it, and I had to eat it afterwards.
The spider?
Yeah.
Ah! You had to eat the sub. You didn't have to eat the spider, did you?
Nope.
Good. Okay. Not till you finish your sandwich.
Yes, he didn't have to eat the spider, but he did have to go ahead and eat his sandwich. And he had this just horrified look on his face.
Well, yeah.
We had this chicken salad for dinner tonight, and he said, "Hey, I got to call and tell nobody about this story."
So a giant spider attacks your son. He defends himself with a club sandwich, and and you make him eat the sandwich after it's touched spider legs.
Well, it wasn't a giant spider, but that's okay, too.
Oh, please. All spiders are giant until proven innocent. So, well, thanks for calling, Vance. Your son's awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
All right, take it easy. All right, let me finish this. She says, "Did you eat him?" Everyone on the team laughed except for her. She just calmly asked me to repeat what I had just said. I couldn't bring myself to lie to her, so after a few seconds, I said in a very scared voice, "Did you eat him?" He's an idiot twice over. I have never been called so many expletives in one sentence. I tried apologizing, but she insisted that I get out of her sight, and that's exactly what I did. After a while, I returned to the table to get some money from the wife to play pool. I could feel the hatred radiating off of her. I went back to the pool room and waited for my wife to get done bowling. I don't remember how long it was before I went back to watch my wife bowl again. When I did, I apologized profusely over and over again and thought very hard about what I should say before I open my mouth. Hope you enjoyed this story, Dirk. Dude, that's one of the best ones I've ever read in my life.
That's classic.
I can just see him sitting there. He's just kind of looking off, thinking about getting some money from his wife for pool. It's like, yeah, the doctor says I have a thinner person inside of me. What'd you eat him? What did you say to me? Did you eat him?
That is really good.
Yeah, man, I'd be running.
I've been in that situation before, too, where you walk up to somebody and ask them, "Oh, when do you do?" And they're not playing.
I've
done that like 3 times in my life.
Never guess. That's one of the Gospel of Kinnison rules, man. You never guess about the pregnancy thing ever.
I must have missed that podcast. I didn't get that.
And you've apparently never heard of Brian Regan either. He warns us about these things. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, guys, let me make sure I haven't forgot anything. I think, let me check what time it is because, oh, we got a little bit of time. Let me read one more. Hey, guys, this is Sean. Just as a note, I'm a girl, not a boy. In last episode, you said it was a boy. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. It's your mom's. We have an apartment near where my grandma lives so that when we visit, and in this apartment, I have a semi-balcony in my room. It is my sister's birthday, and everyone was there to celebrate. Just for fun, I asked my little sister if she wanted to light some firecrackers, and she agreed. Me and my cousin and my sister went to the room, opened the window, and got on the balcony and started lighting firecrackers outside the window. In comes my brother. We didn't want him to know what we were doing, so quick as a wink, we hid the firecrackers, jump over the bed, and I pretend to blow out a candle as he's coming in. What are you guys doing? He asks. I smell fire. That draws boys from a mile around, by the way. They're the only ones allowed to play with matches. Scented candles, I say, pointing at one in my hand. If there's nothing else, please leave. And I wasn't going to let him find out about the crackers. So we tried to be careful, and we didn't get too careful, though. The wind kept blowing out the flames on the matchsticks. So when we finally got one of them lit, the wind blew and flew the firecracker into the room. I bent down to catch it, stupidly, I might add, so the thing exploded right next to my ear. I look up, my cousin lost her balance, she's laying on the floor. I went deaf for 3 days. I couldn't hear anything from my right ear. The next day, we were flying back home. The pressure from the cabin made my ear worse, so when I got back to school, all my teachers were concerned. The fact that I couldn't hear them made them worry, and the moral of the story is, never light firecrackers in your room when you know you have a flight the next day. You will go deaf. That's not the moral of the story. As painful as this was, it was so much fun, I would do it again. See, that's the moral of the story, is that you haven't learned your lesson, silly goose. Silly, silly, silly. You should have said you were a boy, because I would expect stupidity from a dude. But you're a girl, you should know better. Yeah. Well, let's wrap this thing up. Joey, tell them where to find your show.
All right. Well, thanks again for having me on, James. I appreciate it. One problem. Of my favorite podcasts of all times is yours, for sure. But yeah, check us out at JDays Podcast, www.jdays.com.
All right. You got it. And let me see. Let me do the closing stuff. There's all these closing things I have to do. Let me play this to get it out of the way. Favorite Brokias. Visit us online at nlcast.com and check out the webcomic. It comes out every Tuesday and Thursday. Call us right now, 816-298-0823, and leave us a voicemail. You can email comments, stories, and all that kind of stuff to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Leave an iTunes review if you haven't yet. I love them. I love them. I love them. Vote for us on Podcast Alley and all that good stuff. Tell a friend about the show. Thank you, our sponsors, contributors, and everybody who listens. And make sure you check out GoToMyPC. If you're somebody that needs to work from home, go to mypc.com/podcast. Thanks, Joey, for the show, man. We'll have to have you on again sometime.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
And you owe me a show on your show, a spot on your show, I should say.
I'll do that. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Anytime.
Because unlike this show, somebody might be listening, because here, nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening, yeah. I was late.
Hey, it happens with Skype. It's okay.
That's right. Yeah, we'll blame it on Skype. I was actually on cue.
Hi, James. This is Mother Unit from the forums. Most of my best stories come from when the kids were small. This time, my son was around 4 and had recently taken full charge of his own bathroom needs. That means he was no longer asking for help every time. So one fall evening, we had a bunch of friends over, and we were outside around a bonfire mainly. I had snacks set up in the house in case anyone had the munchies. Mid-evening, one of the visiting friends approached me outdoors, and he was laughing so hard he was crying and told me I'd better get inside. The boy was apparently dealing with some mild diarrhea and was literally a head-to-toe mess.
Blah.
On top of that, he just used his obviously not clean hands to dive into the bowl of M&Ms on the table. Yes, the friend put them out of reach and told him to go back in the bathroom and wait for me. I ran in the house to clean him up, and when I dumped the M&Ms in the trash, he was distraught and plaintively asked why I'd thrown them away. I explained that when he'd helped himself a little bit ago, he'd gotten poop on them, and that could make people sick. His response, "But there isn't poop on all of them, Mom." You may now finish gagging.
Hi, James. This is Paul from Florida. I had the best story, so I was calling in, but then I forgot it. So I'll tell you this one. I broke my finger once, and I had this big cast on for like a month. And then I took it off, and I had to buddy tape it a week. So the only sport I could play was soccer. So I was playing soccer, and then I kicked somebody in the shin accidentally, and I broke my toe. So now I can't do anything for another 2 weeks at the most. That's my nobody's laughing story.
Hey, you guys, it's Austin. I was just listening to the latest episode, and there's the one story about the lady hollering about salt on her French fries, and it reminded me of probably the most horrific experience I ever had in all the years that I worked in fast food. I was working drive-thru, and we had a window that sort of pointed back towards where the speaker was, and there was a field across the street there, kind of a playground area, just kind of an open field, and there was a nice little rainstorm, which always made drive-thru annoying because you couldn't hear, but you always got that little signal that a car had just pulled up to the speaker. You'd get this little boom, and then you'd hear the person talking to you and whatever. And so there's this pretty good little storm going on, but no real activity other than rain. And I'm looking out the window, seeing how much, you know, rain is flooding our parking lot and whatnot, when I happen to see this bolt of lightning come down right in that field directly across the street. Now, keep in mind, this is right where the speaker and the microphone for the drive-thru is pointed. And, you know, there's that 2 second, you know, little delay, feels like 2 seconds, you know, half a second. Well, a car pulls up right as that bolt of lightning is coming down. So the delay and everything lined up so perfectly that I hear the boom of the car pulling up, and then I hear the lightning, the thunder come through the microphone of that speaker and nearly blow out my right eardrum. It was so loud that I could not hear anything else out of that ear for about 30 seconds, and I thought I had literally destroyed my right ear and couldn't hear. I almost fell to the ground. The other guy who didn't have his headset on didn't know why I was freaking out, and I was rolling, you know. I thought I was waiting to see if there was blood pouring out of my ear and whatnot, and then I finally recovered and actually still had to take the person's order, so... don't wear the headsets in a thunderstorm. Anyways, bye.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
Never wanted to hear what you had to say that day. Me and my friend just wanted Chinese. But halfway there you held out your hands and you brought us to our knees when you said, "You're too late, they're closed, you better leave." Well, who gives you permission to keep me from General Tso's chicken? Who says you can send me away from the noodles that taste like hay, hay, hay? I want my fortune cookie lady, and nothing's gonna stand between me and that, not even your crazy, crazy, crazy days. Not even your crazy ways. Even after we got inside, it was weird. We talked about if you knew us and if we treated you bad, my dear. But as far as we were concerned, you were just out of your mind. Or maybe you thought you knew us. If you did, it'd probably be fine to make a joke in the middle of a parking lot. In the fall when it's just right, not too hot. You could say what you wanted to say, but lady, you don't know me and my friend that way, yeah. just let me go in and get some peanut butter chicken. Yeah. Yeah.